Okay, we're Mem Beis Amid Aleph. If you have the English 42A3, correct. Okay, we're going to start in the middle of the page. Okay, the last thing the Gemara was learning. One that Rav Gidl said in the page before, that how do we know Shliach Shalodim Kameisai? How do you know a Shliach is like the guy himself? You learned that from a different pasuk. Because it says, Nasi Echad, Nasi Echad. The leaders of the tribes divided the land. Right? And obviously they did it as representatives of the people. So obviously, you learn out from there that the Shliach. So the Gemara asks on that, it's not shlichus. Why? Because there are kids under bar mitzvah that were inheriting the land because their fathers died. There are kids under bar mitzvah, and a kid under bar mitzvah cannot make a shliach. So what is it? It's because of schus. That's what we're in the middle of now. Because the rule is, zachen la'adam shalei b'fanav. That's what they're in the last thing we're in the middle of. You could do something good for somebody without him even knowing about it. Right? That's where the middle of now. So the Gemara asks, oh God. You see, on the left, there's a Tesis Ish, the second Tesis, three lines below that in the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara says, V'tizbra z'chusi. You think it's a merit that when they divided Eretz Yisrael, we said it's not as a shliach, but because he could do something good for somebody without even him even knowing about it, right? So the Gemara asks, what do you think? Every person is happy with the land they got? It was bad for some of the people. Why? Some people like to have their land in the mountain, and they don't want a valley. Some people like a valley, and they don't want a mountain. So when they're dividing it up, obviously not everybody was happy with what they got. So if you're telling me the Nasiim, the leaders of the tribes, were able to divide up the land, not as a shliach, because it can be a shliach, because there were kids getting the land, a kid can't make a shliach. So why are they doing it? As the rule, zochen la'adam shalei b'vanav. You could do something good for somebody without even knowing about it. But here it's not good. But
they got it for free. Why
is
not?
Oh, you don't know Jews.
Why do we say there were kids?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
One
of the hardest things, Amit Hashem, you'll make weddings. You'll see, one of the hardest things in a wedding is the seating.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? You put this free meals. They're not paying for the meals. Free meals. You put this guy next to this guy. Why you put me here, not there? Why you put me there and not here? You know what I mean? So Gemara says, it's ischus.
What do you mean when there were kids?
No, there are kids that got the...
Some of the inheritance of
the land? Were for kids because the fathers died.
Oh.
So it ended up, the Bezdin, I mean the Nasiim, were dividing up land for orphan kids.
Also.
And they can't make them as a shliach. First the Gemara thought, the Nasi is doing it as a shliach. So Gemara says, you can't say that's the din of a shliach because there were kids that couldn't make a shliach. So Gemara says, no, because it's not a shliach. I could do something good for you without you even knowing about it. Right.
Like in the case of
right. So Gemara says, but one minute. For some people, it's not good. This guy likes this land. This guy likes this land. This guy likes this. This. So he might not be happy with it. So the Gemara answers, Elakadrava Baravuno. We answer the answer the Kadrava Baravuno. The Amiravara Baravuno. He says like this. The Baravuno Amirav Gidomirav. Minai in the same Mimshabor Lachlik Benichsi Avihim. How do I know? Orphans that need to divide up the property of the fathers, Shebezdin manmidim lahem apetrupis. Bezdin appoints an administrator for them. And it's interesting, the Gemara is going to say a whole new slant. Not, it's not a din of shliach. It's not a din of zachen la'adam shalei b'fanav. It's a din of an administrator. And the Gemara says like this. What happens, this is not only in Talmud, this is later on in courts also. What happened? A guy dies. Okay, so the kids, the children inherit. What happens if they're not bar and bas mitzvah yet? Now they're babies. Yeah? So you're going to give them the land? What are they going to do? First of all, they're going to ruin the land. They won't know what to do. And they're kids. Okay? So Bezdin, even to divide the inheritance, even to divide the land that the father owned, right? The estate. And the kids, so the kids can't do it. So what does Bezdin do? Bezdin appoints, it's a court-appointed, Bezdin-appointed administrator, and he makes the divisions of the property. The din is, even if one kid doesn't like it, it doesn't matter. It's not a din of Zochen la'adam shalei b'fanav, you could do something good without him knowing about it. It's not a din of a shliach. It's Bezdin appoints the administrator, who does their best for the kids. The din is, even if we'll see in the Gemara, even if it doesn't work out so well, tough luck, it stays. So the Gemara says, one second, this that the Nesiim divided the land of Eretz Yisrael for orphans was not a din of Shalichas, was not a din of Zochen Adam Shel Befonav. It had a new din called administrator who rules whether it's good or bad. What?
You know, Rabbi.
One second, what?
Does he get paid for that?
Bezdin would pay them sometimes, yeah.
You know, Rabbi, it depends how close you are to the tribe. How friendly you are to the prince of the tribe. How close you are.
No, it's
how
not.
You pay him off.
No, nowadays. Those are tzaddikim. What are you talking about? She Bezdin mamit. So he says like this. Minayin the yisem of shabo lachlik v'nichse yavim. How do I know in a case of orphans who come to make a division in the property of the father? Okay, now how are they going to divide it? The kids can't do it. So Bezdin mamid on the mapatrupis. A patrupis is like an administrator for them. Lochayv v'lizchus, whether it's good or bad. Meaning, they do the best they can, honestly, but they're honest people. It doesn't always work for the best of the kids, but tough luck. So the Gemara says, Lochayv almai. Why? So the Gemara thought now that the guy, even if a guy intentionally does it bad, the administrator, it's still good. So the Gemara says, why should Bezdin appoint an administrator who's going to be bad? So the Gemara says, no, that's not what it means. The court appoints an administrator that is empowered to do it for the kids. His intention is good. He's not planning to do bad for the kids. The Gemara thought at the beginning, if he's planning to do bad for the kids. That's not what it means. He is an administrator who tries to do the best he can for the kids, but if it comes out bad, it comes out bad. Okay. How do we know? So Gemara says, how do we know that works? Talmud Leimer said, the Pasuk says, Nasi Echad Mimata Titakochu. You should take one Nasi, one leader per tribe. That means Meshe Rabbeinu and his Bezdin established one administrator per tribe. And this is what Gemara says now, that was the division of Eretz Yisrael. Based on the administrator. For some guys it was good, for some guys it's bad. That doesn't matter by an administrator. Every Nasi tried to do the best. Tosfos over here asks a very simple question. Noah was given out with lottery. The whole thing was lottery.
How much land does each tribe get?
It was both. For each family with lottery or just for the whole tribe?
Oh, one second.
It was both.
Huh?
It was both.
Yeah, but the Lashon over here, Taisa says, that the Gemara says, Beiridin lohem chelik yofa. Okay? Beiridin lohem chelik yofa means that they picked.
Choosing.
So Taisa says, Miloshin Beiridin, that he was medakta means below geidel. So this goes into the whole thing, it was dafka with a geidel, but the question is, it was a hassle to make a geidel. So they chose to make the geidel anyway. In other words, that's the expression.
It would be less hassle to make the geidel, because all they did could make the geidel.
Yeah, but Taisa says it was still a bother at Tichuse, and you needed the valuation of Bezdin, and you know...
Pshat, it was both.
Pshat was both. But you can't say the word Beiridin. No, Beiridin means they chose.
Pshat both for tribe or per family?
It was really both. Both.
How does he determine how much land you get?
Because I told you, the way it worked with the lottery was, Eretz Yisrael is divided into 12 divisions.
Yeah.
Okay? Let's say division 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever. And then they put Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda.
Yeah.
And in two hats. Okay? And the Nasi came and picked one from one and one from the next. So the Reuven, 6. So Reuven, we get the 6
proportion.
This guy got 1, this guy got 5, this guy got 2, whatever it was.
That's
exactly
what they had.
And the miracle was, it was divided, it came out the same way that when they divided it based on size.
This question that you ask on that, the administrator could ask on Zachon Le'Shalom.
Zachon Le'Shalom Shalom B'Fan is not administrator.
I understand, I'm just saying you could ask.
Can I do something bad for you without your permission?
No.
Why not?
You could.
No, no. Thing. But an apotropis could.
So I'm just saying, in the case of Zachon
Lefanov, Shalom Lefanov, right?
Yeah. If the outcome is not good, it's not Chal. Because it's not a Zachus. In the form of the Lashon of Zachon Lefanov.
Right, it's only a Zachus. If it's not a Zachus, it's nullified. But apotropis, even if it comes out to be Chal, right, that's why the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara had now three concepts of how the land of Eretz Yisrael is divided. I don't mean how it was divided. Did the leaders do it as a shlichus? Did they do it as could do something good without the guy knowing about it? And then each one, the Gemara had a question. The Gemara says, how can you say they did it as a shliach? There were kids inheriting, so they can't make a shliach. So the guy couldn't be their shliach. Okay, not. So next try. You could do good for them without them knowing about it. That's not a din of shlichus. It's not a din of shliach. Okay? Because you didn't point them as a shliach. You can't be my shliach if I didn't appoint you. Right? You can't say, okay, I'm going to separate your truma because it's a good mitzvah for you to separate truma. It's worthless. One second. It's worthless. Why? Because Zachon Ladam Shleib Befonev is not, I didn't make you a shliach. You could do something good for somebody, even if he doesn't know about it. But the Gemara says, not always is it good. This guy wants the valley, this guy wants the mountain, this guy wants this guy wants that, right? So the Gemara answers, the division of Eretz Yisrael was done by the Nesim as the concept of an apotropis, of an administrator.
They chose to do it themselves, the Jews didn't say
no, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, this is the way you do it.
Appointed them,
but they were appointed as an apotropis, as an administrator, not as the shliach of the Bnei Yisrael, not as anybody else. The Gemara says this is the way they did it. The court appointed administrator.
If the Jews would have appointed them, they would have been shluchim.
Correct, but even then the kids couldn't appoint them, and there were kids that were inheriting.
You can't say they were shluchim.
They were either shliach. Apotropis. Apotropis is a shliach. By the way, an apotropis, the administrator, is Bezdin shliach, not the kid's shliach. He's working for the Bezdin, he's not working for the kids. He has to do what's good for them. In fact, let's see, the Gemara is going to talk more about this.
Can you be in the tribe of, let's say, Yehuda, and want to live in the land of Dan?
If you buy land, but it only stays until Yovel, the land goes back to the original owner. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Now the Gemara is elaborating on this din. It's a very interesting concept, but the Gemara is discussing. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Yisemim Shabo Lachlik B'Nichse Yavim. When Yisemim, orphans here means minors under Bar Mitzvah. Some opinions want to say it's even under 20 in this case. Okay. Now, it's interesting, you bring it down at the bottom. What happened, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, not here, but in Gittin, Rashi says, Yisemir Shabo Lachlik B'Nichsi Aviyim, when the orphans come to divide the land, Rashi over there says, they're all under Bar Mitzvah. What would be if some of the kids are Bar Mitzvah, some of the kids are not Bar Mitzvah? So according to Rashi, Bezdin would not appoint an administrator because there are kids over Bar Mitzvah, they should divide it. But the Ritva and others learn that even if there's a bunch of older kids and a bunch of minor kids, Beis Din would establish an administrator for the kids under Bar Mitzvah to fight for the little kids, that the big kids shouldn't bully them around and say, 1 minute, you're not getting. To protect the innocent.
The mature people, in the case of Apotropos, the mature adults wouldn't be uncomfortable with the fact that somebody else is making their decision.
Yeah, but Bezin's making... No, they're fighting for the kids,
yeah,
I'm saying.
I know.
They're not for the adults.
But Apotropos are...
The Apotropos is for the kids to fight the case for the kids.
In the case of Nisim, it's good for the kids. It's good for the minors. But
their Nisim was a different story. I told you. Yeah, Nisim, Hashem said they have a din of a Apotropos.
To choose even for people...
Right, everybody. Now... Okay, kids, the orphans that came to divide the land. Beis Din ma'amidim la apotropos. Beis Din would appoint an administrator for them. Okay. Now Beis Din would appoint. From the Gemara comes out, Beis Din appointed an administrator for each kid to fight for that kid's rights. And the administrator chose for each kid a good portion. Okay? Now, according to the Gemara, every kid had their own administrator.
Wow.
So, and each one would do the best to fight for their kid. Now the question is, when the kids grow up, can they say, we don't like what that guy did?
No.
Well, one second. V'imigdilu. This is what Amir Rav Nachman Amir Shmuel says. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, v'imigdilu yichelu limchis. They could protest. If the kid comes along after Bar Mitzvah and says, you know, I don't like what he did for me, they have a right to protest. Rav Nachman himself, this is what Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. Rav Nachman himself says, imigdilu einam yichelu limchis. And he says a very important rule, because im kei makir Beis Din yofer, then what power does the authority of courts have? It has, the courts appointed the guy, and the kids are changing the opinion. So Rav Nachman says, how could the kids protest? Because then Beis Din's worthless. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says, no. You do the best you can for the kids, but you're only representing the kids. If the kid doesn't like what you did, when they get older, if they want, they can protest. So the Gemara says, and he says, why does Rav Nachman say they cannot protest? Because you need to give authority to Beis Din. You can't start playing games, the right, the wrong, change. You know, Beis Din looks foolish. But the Gemara asks, 1 minute, I'll show you that Rav Nachman himself doesn't hold of this din. Of, you know, Beis Din's authority. So the Gemara says, me, it's Rav Nachman. Does Rav Nachman then personally hold in Kemakir Beis Din Yofer, that what's the power of Beis Din? Meaning, you have to make it in a way that the Beis Din is powerful. It's not true. So he says, well, tonight we learned to the Mishnah like this. The Mishnah says in Ksubis, Shuma Dayonim. The judge has made an appraisal of property, Shepichs and Shtus. A Hesir and Shtus, they undervaluated it, or they over evaluated it. Okay, now, the din is like this. Under, or whether it's to collect the ksuba, to collect the debt, to for the kids, right? Who decides the value of the land? So nowadays we have what's called the real estate market. Right? In those days, Beis Din evaluated the land. Okay? Let's say I owed you $1,000. Okay? And I'm not paying you. Okay, so you want to take collateral, you want to take my land. Right? You can't come and say, okay, this land is $1,000. You can't do that. Beis Din evaluates the land, and the valuation of Beis Din is the valuation. Now the Mishnah says, what happens if Beis Din made a mistake? They over-evaluated or under-evaluated a sixth. Okay, we'll soon see in the Gemara what's the cheshbon of a sixth.
Plus or minus six.
Yeah. The din is michrim batl. The sale is void. The chachamim hold, Beis Din made a mistake. And in other words, we'll soon see in the din of Inor, of cheating in business, cheating, over-evaluating something, under-evaluating, there's a din that was called shtus. shlus in with the tov. It means a sixth. Like if I sell you something that's worth a dollar for $1.50, so that's more than a sixth over, the deal is off. If it's less than a sixth,
then it's okay.
The deal is a deal. But no. But we'll soon see.
Maybe the seller needs the money.
No, it's like this. If it's more than a sixth, the deal's off. Less than a sixth, the deal stays a deal intact. If it's exactly a sixth, over or under, the deal stays a deal, but you got to give back the money. Under a sixth, the rule is a guy doesn't care. He's immoichel. He forgives it. So here the din is, a sixth is a sixth. It's not 6%, it's a sixth.
One sixth. It's more than
over or under. It's much more than this, of course. A sixth, over or under. So here, coming back to this Gemara, this Mishnah, Beis Din evaluated land and they made a mistake. The din is, the deal is bottle. Beis Din made a mistake, that's it, they made a mistake. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, Mechir and Kayim, the sale's a sale. Why? The Amar, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Im Kain, Ma'akoyach Beis Din Yofer. Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel says, you know why the deal's a good deal? Because you can't say Beis Din makes mistakes. You're undermining the entire authority of the land.
Beis Din never made a mistake.
What? No, so the Gemara is saying, if Beis Din made a mistake, so the Chachamim hold, they made a mistake. That means you have to undo the deal. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, even if Beis Din made a mistake, the deal stays a deal. Why? Because Koyach of Beis Din. Now, Rav Nachman, the Gemara is going to say now, Rav Nachman says, the Loch is like the Chachamim. That if Beis Din makes a mistake, they made a mistake. That means, how can you say that Beis Din is good? That no matter what happens, the Koyach of Beis Din is good? You see, Rav Nachman himself says, no, if Beis Din makes a mistake, they make a mistake.
Why should it decrease from the good?
They under-evaluated it.
It's just they made a mistake. Actually,
yeah, but it's not Beis Din thought about it and made a mistake. They ruled that this is the value of the land.
They're valuable.
Not in Torah if Beis Din's not valuable.
doesn't it take away from the values fluctuate so much.
We're talking, first of all, it doesn't fluctuate. Today's market, gold going up and down and gas going up and down. I mean, those days it didn't fluctuate like today. That's why less than a sixth, that's why the Gemara is saying over here, they made it less a sixth and more than a sixth. Or more a sixth. They're saying exactly a sixth. If it's more than a sixth, then it was not a mistake. It was never a deal to begin with. You understand what I'm saying? But less than a sixth, nobody cares. But here the Gemara is saying, Rav Nachman says, what did Rav Nachman over here say? Shmuel said, Rav Nachman said the name of Shmuel, but Shmuel said that when Beis Din establishes an administrator, when the kids get older, they can change it. They can protest it. Right? Rav Nachman says, no. How could the kids protest it? Because then what's Beis Din's power? You're undermining the authority of Beis Din. So the Gemara asks, 1 minute. Rav Nachman himself says, the halacha is like the Chachamim, that if Beis Din made a mistake, the deal is off. And here Rav Nachman says, no, Beis Din doesn't make mistakes. It has to be. So the Gemara says, Likashi, it's not a question. Why isn't it a question? In other words, if they made a mistake, even Rav Nachman says it's wrong. By the apotropis, by the administrator didn't make a mistake. He did what was he thought best for the kid. The kid doesn't like it, doesn't mean he made a mistake. Okay? I'll give a simple example. You buy your kids green shoes. The kid doesn't like the shoes. I want red shoes. Yeah? That doesn't mean you made a mistake. No, now they became older. They said, I don't like what you did. But it's not that the administrator made a mistake. He said, you got me green shoes, I want red shoes. That, one second, that doesn't mean the administrator made a mistake. Then over there, Rav Nachman says, if the administrator got red shoes, I mean, it's a stupid mushroom, but that's what you get. He got this land, he didn't make a mistake. So in other words, Rav Nachman says like this, when Bezdin makes a mistake, Rav Nachman said, a mistake is a mistake. Then it's off. Then the deal's off. If the administrator didn't make a mistake, they just don't like what he did, then you got to show Bezdin has some type of authority.
How do you differentiate between a mistake and a dislike of the recipient?
Oh, one second. Let's just finish through the next piece of Gemara you'll see. So Gemara will see, if they didn't make a mistake, so what are they protesting against? If they didn't make a mistake, if the administrator didn't make a mistake, so what are they protesting about? If it was good, then why is he protesting? So Gemara says, no, Yechel Limchis Baruchas, in where the field is located. In other words, all the fields that they got are equal. Everybody got an equal, valuable share of a field. Okay? But the kid doesn't like it here, he wants it there. But again, it's not that they made a mistake. They didn't get the kid a smaller piece of land, or a worse piece of land. Then it's not going to be a mistake. Here the case is, the administrator, when he divided up the orphan's land, okay, he got him a good piece of land. The kid, why does he not like it? I don't like it here, I want it there.
Location.
Location. No, but again, it's not location of value. Because if it's location of value, then they made a mistake.
Can I close the door?
Yeah.
It's cold.
You usually don't say that.
I know.
That's
cool. If the mechala of the child, of the kid,
yeah,
put the heat on,
is coming when he's an adult, then it should be valid. Especially if it's a real valid.
Administrator sets the halachic division for the kids, and he did it correctly. He didn't make any mistakes.
Who's to decide if he made a mistake or not?
If the kids can prove that he made a mistake, then he made a mistake. For sure they can protest. Everybody says they can protest. Even the Rav Nachman would say they can protest. If the Apotrup has made a mistake. Just like by Bezdin. If Bezdin made a mistake, it's a mistake. So if the administrator made a mistake, for sure. So Gemara said, but he didn't make a mistake, so why is the kid protesting?
He just doesn't like it.
Why doesn't he like it?
It's his preference. He just doesn't like it. Not because the Apotrup just made a mistake.
Why doesn't he? That's what the Gemara says. What doesn't he? You say he doesn't like it, but here the Gemara's
personal preference.
Asking a specific.
Not based on
a specific. The Gemara. It doesn't have to be. If he protests, the different things also good. He doesn't like the location. That's all. He doesn't like it in this direction. Wants there. That's it.
It's not a valid mechal.
It is.
So how does the Gemara accept? How did Bedin accept that somebody he's appointed that he can rule, and then
no, so Shmuel says he can protest, and Rav Nachman himself says he can protest. Right. Shmuel says when the kids get older, they can protest. Even if there was no mistake, they just don't like where the location, they can protest. Rav Nachman himself says they can't protest. Because the guy didn't make a mistake. You don't like the division? Tough luck. This is what's for dinner. You don't like the dinner? Tough luck.
I think Shmuel
with us.
What was the other opinion?
Rav Nachman.
Rav Nachman on Shmuel?
And then Rav Nachman himself.
He's contradicting the one he's quoting?
Yeah, so.
He
said, this is what Shmuel said, and I argue.
Okay, so Rav Nachman, even Shmuel would hold that, I forgot what I was saying. Even Shmuel would hold that, that the kids could come and make him a chal. Everybody holds that they could complain if they want.
Not Rav Nachman. Oh, yeah, I could sue you for whatever I can sue
right.
you for.
That's
That doesn't mean it's illegal suing, right? The question is, do the Beis Din... Do they have grounds for protest, right? Like, the Mefarshim give the analogy, why should the kids care what direction it's from? What do they care if it's north, south, east, west? Okay? So it says, for instance, it's in those cases, remember, in those cases they had many wives, and there were half-brothers and different kids and different mothers, okay? What happens if the kid that got the south, yeah, ended up getting a field from a different relative that's not related to his other brothers, okay? He got a field on the north from a different relative. So he says, listen, I don't want that field in the north, that field in the south. For me, it's easier to have both fields on the north. Right? So nobody made a mistake. He says, listen, I don't like the south. Why don't you like the south? He has to come up, in other words, the Mefarshim say, he needs to come up with a reason. Rav Nachman doesn't say, I don't like it, and therefore we're going to listen. He has to say a reason. He can't just, I don't like it. You know? Why don't you like it? I don't know.
Reasonable.
But here, this is a reasonable reason. The guy says, listen, I got another field from somebody else in the north. Right? There's, let's say, inheritance. So I want the field that I'm getting from this father, I want next to the other field. That makes sense. So Shmuel says, if that's the case, you could be Meicha. Rav Nachman says, no, you can't be Meicha. Not because you can't be Meicha, because Beis Din did something. Now, obviously, if everybody agrees, all the brothers agree to switch, there's not an issue. Right? If everybody agrees, so go switch, who cares? It's speaking when they don't care. They don't. Okay, then the word says like this. Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says another din. Ha'achan shechoku, brothers that divided up land, they have a din like buyers. Okay, that means, let's say your father died, left over 5 kids. So each kid is getting a fifth of the land, right? Let's make it simple. One field, father left over a big field, died, 5 kids are inheriting, each one gets a fifth of the field, yeah? Now, but now Rav Nachman says they have a din like buyers. What does it mean, a din of buyers? A buyer is like this. Pachas mishtus, if it's less than a sixth mistake, nikna mekach, the transaction is valid. Yeser al shtutz, if it's more than a sixth, batel mekach, the sale is off. It never happened. Meaning, the division of the inheritance never happened. You start all over again. Shtutz, if it's exactly a sixth, kana umachzereino, he gets the amount of the inherit, you know what it is, but you have to give back to the other brothers, the sixth that you got extra.
You said this outside.
Yeah, because, well, it was brought down about the valuation of Beis Din. But I'm saying this is the din, that brothers that divide have a din of buyers. And that's like by buying. There's a din up to a sixth, you don't care, so the sale is a sale. More than a sixth, it's not a sale. Exactly a sixth, the sale stays, or the inheritance stays, but you have to give back the extra money.
How when you divide, you have issue of value, I mean, this is the land, divide by 5 of us, and then where is the issue of now? I'm not paying, I'm just getting...
That's what Rav Nachman says. If one brother happened to get a piece of property more than the others by a sixth, more valuable, the whole inheritance goes over.
So there's a possibility that in one of the pieces that one of them got, you find like gold mines, and another one is floodlands. So that's how they evaluated the differences.
It might be that way. The only problem is by land there's no hinah. So these whole din, I didn't want to get into it yet. We're soon going to get into it. I was waiting until we get into it. But by land is not necessarily I know.
No. What's
I know? The cheat. I know literally means the dishonesty of the sixth, or less than the sixth. It's more by tangible items.
Why not by
Ruby? They learn that from a pasuk. They learn that from a pasuk that it doesn't apply to land. Okay? When the Torah says, when you buy something from your friend, loisainu isha sochiv. Don't cheat him. You know, and over, oh, you know, right? But the Gemara says, kana miyad amisacha, from the hand. So from there, the Gemara learns out that it doesn't apply to land. Because so from the hand, you're getting it. It means something which is tangible, movable. Okay, but anyway, but here the Gemara is not going into this concept of land. The Gemara is just saying they divided the property, they divided the business, they divided whatever it is. So Rav Nachman said, what din do brothers have that divide property, even though they're not paying for it, they're getting it for free? He said, they have a din of buyers. And just like buyers, if it's less than a sixth, everything stays as is. If it's more than a sixth, the deal's off. If it's exactly a sixth over or under, then the deal stays, but you got to pay the difference. Okay? So, Mom and Rava says like this. This, that by you just said, that if this discrepancy is less than a sixth, the deal stays. This only applies to Leishavi Shliach. When the aggrieved brother didn't appoint a shliach to negotiate for him. When he negotiated himself. But if he appointed a shliach, even if it's less than a sixth off, the deal's off. Why? But if you made a shliach, he could tell the agent, listen, I made your shliach to make it better, not worse. Right? So even though it's less than a sixth, Rava says, if you appointed a shliach to divide the land, you can cancel the deal. It's a very interesting concept. Even though normally less than a sixth, a guy is meichel, he forgives, that's why the deal stays. But if you send a shliach, he can say, you know what, you're not my shliach now. Because if I send you to do something good for me, and you do something bad to me, you lose your status as an agent. And if you lose your status as an agent, you cannot do things for me if you're not my shliach. So therefore, the Rava says, you can cancel the deal. And one sec. Modern. And this that we say, yes, in Mishtus, Batumeka, that if discrepancy is more than a sixth, the deal is off. That's only if they didn't say to each other, the brothers, let's divide it up in court. Let's go by the court appraisal. I will amar niflig b'shuma de beidina. But if they said, let's divide it up by Bezdin, mechron kayam, the deal is a deal. And by the way, lahabli, you have this in secular law too. If you sign binding arbitration, that you're going to listen to whatever these arbitrators say, even if they make a mistake, you have to listen to them. You know, that's in secular court like that also. If you go to binding arbitration, and you both, basically you and the other litigant, agree that whatever they say you're going to follow, even if they're wrong, you have to follow it anyway. Do you know what's interesting? When you go to Beis Din, even today, what power does Beis Din have today? How can they enforce the ruling?
It's like by arbitration.
Okay, when you go to Beis Din for a litigation, you sign a legal binding arbitration agreement. Otherwise, a dintar is a waste of time. Okay? If I'm going with you to dintar to three people, me and you, before the thing starts, they have a form that I accept these three rabbis, you accept these three rabbis, and binding arbitration, whatever they say goes. Yeah? And then we sign it. So it becomes, what?
According to the state of California.
No. We agree to listen to you three. Okay, me and him agree to listen to you three. Okay, and then we go to Dintero, and I lose. And I'm unhappy. Okay? And let's say the Beis Din rules Torah law, not secular law. So I say, you know what? I'm going to go to court now. and I'm going to show them, and I'm going to get a judgment in my favor. Let me tell you what happens. When I would go to court, and the court sees the binding arbitration, they throw it out of court. Not only do they throw it out of court, the court enforces the decision of Beis Din. That's the power of Beis Din, by the way, today. The court enforces. That's why, for instance, if I don't listen to the Din Torah, let's say, if I say I'm not listening, Beis Din will tell him, go to court with the binding arbitration, and it always happens that the guy wins. And not only that, they'll enforce it. Because I signed, no matter what happens, I'm going to listen to you three. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. And that's what Rav is saying over here. Rav is saying two things. Number one, less than a shtus, less than a six that we said, the division stays a division. That's only if I didn't point the shliach. But if I pointed a shliach to divide the land for me, and I got messed up, even though it's less than the sixth, I can say to the guy, you're not my shliach. Retroactively, you are not my shliach because I sent you to do good for me, not bad. If the guy's not an agent, then the division's not a division. And then Rava continues and says, what happens when the discrepancy is more than a sixth, that we say the deal's off? That's only if we didn't say, let's go to Beis Din for appraisal. But if we both said, let's go to the appraisal of Beis Din, it says, Mechra Kayim. Okay? Why? The Tanam, because we just learned in the Mishnah, it says like this, Shoma Dayanim, what Beis Din evaluated, appraisal of property, Pirscho Shus, Oyesir Shus, what we just quoted, if they make it more than a less than a six or less than a six, mechram batel. The sale is off. Because more than a six. What does Rav Shimon Gamliel say? Mechra kayim. Okay? The deal stays a deal. And Rava Holdek Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's what the Gemara is saying. That if Beis Din did the evaluation, the appraisal, it stays no matter if they made a mistake or not. And therefore, Rav says like this, based on Rav Nachman's teaching. Brothers, older brothers, okay? Because minors, the Beis Din says an apotropis, okay? But older brothers that divided the property of the father, they have a din of lukuchas, of people buying the land. More than a sixth is one din, less than a sixth another din, exactly a sixth is the other din, okay? But then, that's what Rav Nachman says. They have a din of buyers. So the din of Eino applies. More than a sixth, the sale is off. Less than a sixth, it stays as is. Exactly a sixth, the deal stays, but you have to give back the money. Comes along Rav to explain Rav Nachman. Not necessarily arguing, but he's explaining Rav Nachman. That he says, Rav Nachman says, when does less than a sixth, the deal stay a deal? When he didn't appoint a shliach. Then the deal stays a deal, because you did it. That's it. But if you made a shliach, you can nullify the whole deal. You can tell him, listen, I sent you to do good for me, you did bad, you're not my shliach. So retroactively, the deal never happened. And when do we say more than a sixth? That means if the brothers divided, and one guy got more than a sixth of the inheritance, that the deal is off? That's only if they didn't say, let's appraise it by Beis Din. If Beis Din appraised, if they said, let's go to Beis Din and appraised it, that's it. What Beis Din does goes.
It's like arbitration.
Because it's arbitration.
Last week we talked about Truma.
Yeah.
Sends a shliach to the Truma.
Right.
And if he gives more, like 60 is not okay, because it's more than
right.
He would like.
Then it's all good. Right, same concept.
I have a question about
what?
A purpose doing something for the kids.
No.
When the kid grows up, he should have the prerogative to make the mechav, like Rav Shmuel says.
Yeah.
And if it holds water, it should go.
But Rav Nachman says it can't.
If it's not based on emotions, based
if it's not based on a mistake, if the apotropos made a mistake, he's not better than Bezdin. If Bezdin makes a mistake,
how do you define a mistake? If it was not to his advantage.
But again, if the advantage was only because he wants this direction instead of that direction, that's still a good deal. You don't say they made a mistake. Bezdin didn't make a mistake.
That's a mistake.
No, it's not. The apotropos didn't make a mistake.
It's not good for him. It's not good for
it's
him.
Not a mistake. Though. That's what the Gemara is saying, though. You might not think it's good, but if I didn't make a mistake, Rav Nachman says, tough luck.
But how do you define a mistake?
I told you, if it's a mistake in value. But if it's a mistake, yeah.
If
or
it's convenience, it's not, it doesn't
matter. No, if it's not convenience, it's not a mistake.
It's kind of forcing.
I mean, that's convenience is also monetary.
Kind of forcing. Children can win the election, but I never wanted Shaliach now, or for any reason. Like, who cares?
But that's what Rav Nachman says. That's what Rav Nachman says. Yeah, but again, even Shmuel, that says the kids could protest when they get older, is only come with a complaint. No, I don't like it. I don't like red. I wanted green. I mean, that's not a complaint. Here we're saying the complaint was, I just got another piece of land there. I'd rather have two lands next to each other.
Why can't we all let him grow up and he decide with it? No, he cannot decide. Okay.
No, because if there's older brothers there, let's say there's older brothers, they want to move on in life. They don't want to wait until a two-year-old grows up 11 more years. They want to go up. They want to get on. They want their field. They want to get it and go.
The example you brought, that he wants his two fields to be next to each other.
Right.
There's a waste of time in that. Time is life. Time is money.
But that's not a mistake.
It's an opportunity cost.
It's an opportunity, but the best did not make a mistake.
It is to this kid's detriment.
It's not detriment. It would have been better if their lands were next to each other. It's easier. What happens if the father had land 20 miles away? He would say, I don't want it because it's not next to my other field. He would take it. It's easy when two fields are next to each other. Okay, so what? Okay. Now the Gemara continues. And this is what we just said before. This that we say, if it's exactly a sixth, the deal is a deal, but you give back the money. That only rules by metaltalin, by movable items. But karka, ain't no la karka. Remember he said, there's no din of eino by karka, and like said, we learn it out from a pasuk, economy adam isech. Okay? Okay, now, and also, ubemakarka, even by land, le'amorin, the din only applies, the polik iluyay, if they divided it according to value. But, polig b'mishcha, if they divided it by measurement, then the mistake is a mistake. In other words, like this. You have land, more expensive land, is a smaller amount than cheaper land, right? Everybody knows. Okay? In Beverly Hills, X 10,000 square foot lot is more than 10,000 square foot in South Central. Huh? What?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of difference. Okay. Now, when they divide the land, now some land is better, some land is worse. Now, obviously, especially in farmland, you'd rather have a smaller, more fertile land than a bigger, less fertile land. Okay? So he says like this. This that the Gemara said, that if it's more than a sixth, the land, the deal's off, right? That's only when they divide it based on value. But if they measured, and there was a mistake in the measurement, then the deal's off. Okay, because then, like Rashi explains, they would try to give the kids, each one, a piece of the good land, and a piece of not such good land. Correct? Because you have to be equal. You can't give one kid the good land and the other kids not such good land. It's not fair. It's not equal. So what would they do? They would divide the land. In fact, in Bava Basra, there's a whole bunch of pictures of this in the Gemara. The guy has a land, okay? Picture this Gemara is a land, okay? And here there's a river. Okay? Now you're going to divide it up. Let's say there's two kids. You're going to give one kid this land, one kid this land. That's not fair. Right? Because this kid gets the river, and this guy doesn't have the river. How would they divide the land? This way. Well, whatever. In this case, they would divide it this way. Right? What happens if there's a river here and a river here? It's the same. Bava Basra has a whole bunch of pictures in the Gemara, right? In Rashi. So, again, they would divide the land, not like here and here.
Both of them would have equal access.
They would have to have equal both size, everything's taken into consideration, size and value.
The appraisers were professional real citizens?
They knew it. A professional real estate, they have a real estate license, I doubt it. But they knew, Besdin would do it. And he says, Kedrabba like Rabba said, why? The Amr Rabba said, called of a Shabamida Bemishko of a Shabaminyan, anything which is sold by weight, measurement, or number, Afilu Pachas Megdeyena, even if it's less than a sixth, the deal is off. Okay? Why? Because when you measure, you want it exact. Okay? If I order a pound of cookies, I don't want 15 and a half ounces. I want 16 ounces, which is a pound. And if you give me 15 and a half ounces, I can't say, well, it's a sixth, it's less than a sixth, it's not a... You measure it, you weigh it, then you have to go exactly. Huh? Yeah, but the din is, you can't say, well, you're a meichel because it's less than a sixth, and therefore the deal stays. I have a right to say I don't want it. Obviously, if you accept it, you can accept whatever you want. We're not talking about that. But technically, the Gemara says the same thing with the brothers. If the land was allocated based on size, right, even if it's a tiny bit off, less than a sixth, the deal's off. Okay, now the Gemara says another interesting Gemara, which we'll just start today. Until now, the Gemara, in all these pages, came to the conclusion that a shliach of a person is like the person himself. Okay? Now the Gemara is going to the whole new concept. It's called Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveda. If I send you to do an Aveda, you're not a shliach.
Can I just ask one question?
One second. For instance, I give you a torch. And I say to you, do me a favor, be my shliach and burn down the guy's house. Yeah? And this is very, very different than secular law, by the way. Completely different. Okay? And I give you a torch, and I tell you, burn down his house.
He goes and does
it. And you go and do it. So the din is, who's chayv, me or you? You.
According to the Jewish
law. Jewish, I'm telling you, according to the Torah law.
Say it again.
I give him a torch,
yeah,
and I say, do me a favor, burn down that guy's house.
Okay.
And he does it.
Yeah.
Who has to pay?
Him.
Yeah, in secular law, I would have to pay also.
Oh.
Or even more. That's the most exact next case. I come over to you and say, do me a favor, kill him. I hire you to kill him.
That's a favor.
And you kill him. You get killed, not me.
And they don't go after you?
No.
But in secular law, they go after both of you.
I understand. In Torah law, not.
Wow. Because you're the killer.
Except Shammai. Shammai Beisham. Shammai holds Yashlech Ledvar Aveira.
But it's hold for the Aveira. It's the whole point is that...
Only by a sin. If it's not a sin, the Din Shlech applies.
The concept of Shlucha Shel Adam Chameisa contradicts the Sechem Shel Adam.
Why?
Because if the guy goes and gives does something that's not to the benefit of the mishaleiach, then it's not chal. It doesn't hold water.
Yeah, but because I didn't make you a shliach.
That's not saying he's the same as me. It's like you have the best.
No, because of that you didn't appoint him as a shliach. He didn't appoint him as a shliach.
If you appoint someone as a shliach,
he is me.
But if he gives more stuff than you wanted,
okay. When we get more into the Gemara,
then it's not.
There's a Rabbi Yosef angle that the Rebbe always brings down. There's three concepts. In the concept of Shliach Shel Adam Kamaisei, it's probably too late to discuss it now, but in the concept of a Shliach is like the person, there's three ways of looking at it. One way is, it's your action, but it's like I did it. Another way of looking at it is, I did the action. You, the standard, you did it, but you didn't do it, I did it. One way of looking at it is, you did the action, but it's considered as if I did it. Another way of doing it is, the action is like I did it. The highest level is, your hand is my hand.
Okay. So, for good or bad?
That's, no.
If something I didn't want, if it's to my detriment, it should be.
Because I can say I never made you a shliach for that. Something that Zachman should be fun of. There's one din, I could do something good for you even if you never appointed me.
Fine.
Shliach, I have to appoint you. But if you don't listen to what I tell you to do, then you're not my agent. I send you to buy oranges, and you buy apples.
No, you didn't do my
shlichus. I didn't buy the apples.
But if you did my shlichus, but it didn't come out as good, the outcome wasn't good.
It depends if that's what
last week's example. The shliach sent him to give truma.
No.
And he gave more than the shliach.
Yeah, but what happens is the shliach estimated that that's what the guy would give.
Yeah, he honestly estimated that this guy is very generous.
No.
He wants to give one out of six.
Yeah. So what's the din?
It should be chal. The din was, as long as this mishaleach didn't like it, it's not chal. Because if Mishaliach says, I'm not that generous, or you remember?
No, over there it says.
Because then we're saying, we protect the Shliach, the Mishaliach from the Shliach, we're protecting him. As long as it's beneficial to the Mishaliach, we say it's chal. But when it's not, then we say it's not good. That's what we said last week. This is not the same as saying Shluch Shel Adam Kamaisei.
1 minute. But by Truma, the din was the Trumas in Truma.
But if he gave more than the Mishaliach,
even then,
either, it's not. Then it's not.
No, Trumas in Truma. If he gave more or he gave less. Because he says, this is what I evaluated you at. So you didn't do what I told you to do. I did what you told me to do.
Oh, so whatever the shliach does is chal, because that's what.
Unless if it's right, unless if he's not listening to what the mishaleach told him, he told him get me a good piece of land.
No,
he told me get me a good piece of land, and he messed up. So then you're not a shliach. Here he told him. What did he tell him to do? Separate truma. Okay. If he told him give one out of 60.
Yeah.
The cheapest truma. Right. And the guy went and gave 1 out of 50, he's taken out of shliach.
Right, but I think the example was he didn't tell him how much.
Right. So that's why he never made, you can't say, I sent you to make me good, not bad, because this is what I thought you wanted to do.
I'm not clear. I don't
understand. By truma, right, yeah. I say, separate, go give truma for me.
Right. I didn't tell you how much.
Right. 40, 50. Then you did 1 out of 50. And I say, no, I wanted 1 out of 60.
Okay.
You're still a shliach.
Because I didn't tell you how much.
Right. But if I tell you, get me a good piece of land, and you get me a bad piece of land, then you're not my shliach.
Isn't that open to...
No.
To personal to judgment? I mean...
No, we're speaking, the guy made a mistake in the evaluation of the land. It's not personal judgment. There was a mistake in the measurement of the land. So for this, it's not going to be any different.